This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
These things are probably stupid, but you'll see. People will want them. I'm looking right now at a FedEx autonomous delivery robot. And it has this big white square body. It's a FedEx robot. It says FedEx on it. I mean, I would put our logo on there, too. I don't know if it would have a Dr. Dahlia robot and what the Dr. Dahlia robot would do, but it's definitely open to discussion. But this FedEx autonomous delivery robot will travel on sidewalks, roadsides, and climb stairs, so that they could deliver your packages. We're not talking Amazon. We're talking FedEx. Look at FedEx making it in the news. We haven't talked about FedEx in a long time. I mean, we get our medicines FedExed, right? You know, and people used it as a term rather than, oh, I'm going to mail it to you. I'm going to FedEx it. I mean, FedEx had some pretty good marketing there. Great little logo. It has their name in their logo, so you don't have to figure out what a picture is. It has FedEx. It has colors that hit you. It's easy to say. And people use it as a term. I'll FedEx it. I'll FedEx it to you right away. So we kind of, you know, they've kind of done good. But then they're, you know, competing with the Postal Service. And the Postal Service still has to do what they have to do. You got UPS. And then Amazon does their own shipping. But FedEx, I guess, is now taking the leap with the same-day bots for same-day delivery. And they're going to deliver your packages from major retailers like Target, Walgreens, Walmart. That's according to FedEx Executive Vice President Brie Carrere, told Fox Business on Wednesday. So the courier delivery service company has developed this new device called the FedEx Same Day Bot. I hate the term bot. And it's designed to help retailers make same day and last minute deliveries right to their customers' doors. And I'm never home, so, you know, I mean, if you want to deliver something to me, you got to catch me on the highway because I'm always driving from one place to another. They say this is a new category device. It's going to be able to go along your sidewalk, traverse a bike lane, it could go up curbs, it could go up paved and unpaved surfaces, and it could even climb stairs. Now, I remember about 10, 15 years ago, I was at Disneyland, and we were looking at Osmo. There's a movie called Orgasmo. It was a movie done by the South Park creators. No, it was Osmo. And so we were watching this Osmo robot, and they said, the problem, you know, that we have with technology is it's very difficult to get robots to climb stairs. And so we really can't have these robots in the house yet because, you know, a lot of people have stairs. If the robot can't climb stairs, you know, and just stay downstairs, that's a real limiting function. Well, according to this, it could climb stairs, which means the technology is done and perfected. So the bot is being developed alongside iBot inventor Deka Development and Research, and it includes safety features, screens, cameras, and the ability to communicate with pedestrians or bystanders around it. So if you're walking your dog, it knows not to run over the dog. If you're bicycling, it won't hit you. If you're skateboarding. And they say the same-day bot has 10 million hours of reliable real-world operations already. They think it's the best technology in America. It looks stupid, but it, you know what? It looks like a macrophage. It looks like a virus, where it's got the body and the legs underneath, but then it has a camera on top. So FedEx plans to test these environmentally friendly bots this summer in selective markets. They're going to do it in Memphis, Tennessee, pending regulatory approval. And they say from an environmental perspective, it's much more efficient. Imagine a 2-ton vehicle delivering a pizza. That's not good for everyone. This is far more efficient, and we think municipalities are going to be very excited. Okay, I don't know if they understand the streets. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. You need a truck, I mean, to get through the to get through the traffic, to get through. I don't see how this bot is going to make it from one pizza store to a house up a hill through a gate in that fast a time. That, no one's telling us how fast these bots work. That's interesting. So, you know, technology is just blowing us away, people. And if a pizza delivery service doesn't need to hire a high school student to deliver the pizza because they could use a bot, they won't. Then that high school student can't really get that job there, right, because they're not hiring any delivery people. So the high school student is going to try to find another job elsewhere. Or the high school student may say, eh, to heck with it, I'm not working. I can't believe how many high school students don't work. I mean, that was kind of, when I was growing up, yeah, everybody had a part-time job, or even in the summer. I'll ask, you know, my kids' friends, I'm like, you guys working? Like, no. We go to school, Miss Wax. I go, okay, first it's Dr. Wax, but that's okay. It's okay, but call me Miss Wax, it's fine. But you're not in school. You got like 3 months to your summer. Oh, yeah, but school's starting soon. It's like May 30th. School doesn't start till like August, whatever. Yeah, well, you know, it's vacation. I'm like, okay, guys, don't you want to make some money for gas? I got my dad's credit card. Don't you want to pay your dad back? Why? Okay, forget it. Forget it, guys. Just out of the house and empty your pockets because I know you stole stuff. Oh. I love my son's friends. They're actually really good guys. They're really good. But, you know, it's like, you know, the idea of a summer job just doesn't really seem to be as big an issue these days. And maybe it's because a lot, you know, I mean, I just remember growing up, like fast food, et cetera. I mean, they would target teens to work. Get your first job, start getting some employment experience, start making some money. And those jobs are what kept us, you know, wanting to keep moving forward. Because we're like, oh, if I work this hard, I make this much money. What happens if I get an education and then I work that hard and then I make that much money? So it really does, you know, kind of motivate you. And now, different world these days. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Doc Dally, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So an herbalist has been sentenced to jail time after the death of a 13-year-old boy with type 1 diabetes for whom he recommended treatment with herbs instead of life-saving insulin. This is according to Los Angeles City Attorney Michael Feuer. So, back in 2014, Timothy Murrow visited a boy who was pretty gravely sick with diabetes complications and told his parents not to give him the insulin that the pediatrician had prescribed. Instead, Murrow recommended that his herbal products that he sold. The boy ends up dying the next day following a cardiac arrest. And a medical examiner said that could have been prevented with proper medical treatment. Now, again, we don't know why he was gravely sick, why he was home at the time and not in a hospital, such that he could get a home visit, have a home visit. Was he going to die anyway? We don't know. But the boy ends up dying the next day when he could have actually told the parents to send the child to a hospital. So according to attorney Mike Fuhrer, he said the case underscores a serious health and safety risk of taking medical advice from someone who lacks a license and the proper training that goes with it. And I guess his certifications were he was an herbalist. So the herbalist, Dr. Morrow, was sentenced to 120 days in county jail, was found guilty of practicing medicine without a license. So he's not a doctor. He also pleaded no contest to another count involving child abuse. Both are misdemeanor charges. Misdemeanor charges. It's a misdemeanor to practice medicine without a license. According to Frank Matteljan, a spokesperson for the city attorney's office. Plus, he's going to then be on 48 months informal probation, pay a fine of $5,000, include warning labels on his own herbal products, pay for the cost of the boy's funeral, and complete a year-long counseling program for child abusers. Wow. Morrow was advised that if he's implicated in any deaths in the future, he could face murder charges. Morrow will also have to remove any media of his that champions herbs over medical treatment. Apparently, there's some YouTube videos in which he claims that insulin is very poison to the system, and that watermelon, zucchini, and green beans are natural insulin. Now, CNN affiliate KABC reports that the boy's mother, Maria Madrigal, said at trial this month that she trusted Morrow's medical advice and attended his classes. He told me no, not to listen to them, that everything was fine. He assured me that his life was not at risk. Now, she does not face charges. Okay, so there's a lot to talk about here. Okay, first of all, if any of you guys are a medical provider, okay, a lot of times we want to use the art of medicine. We can't stand being told by non-doctors how to practice medicine. And some of us will go, you know, there's some things out there that work. Like, for example, I am blown away at how many people say that putting Vicks Vapor Rub on your child's feet, on the bottom of the feet, and putting socks on it at night before it goes to bed will help with the cough. I don't know if it's some absorption, sub-Q absorption of the Vicks. I don't know why, because they're obviously not breathing it in if it's on their feet with socks over it, but parents say that works. Now, I can't recommend that as a doctor, but I find that fascinating. I also find it fascinating that you can take your earwax and put it on a cold sore as it starts, and some people claim that that limits the cold sore from erupting. Again, nothing I, as a board-certified family medicine fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians, can publicize that you could do this. But we doctors love these stories. We love that because we know that medicine existed far before antibiotics were made. Right? I mean, you know, medicine was used and things were done and effectively in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, 1500s, you know, all the way back. And we understand that herbs might have been a part of it. Now, it wasn't just all placebo and it wasn't just all luck of the draw. But kids got infections back then. Kids got ear infections. Did they all die? Did they all get perforated eardrums? Did they go deaf? No. They didn't. So whatever their parents did or whatever their bodies did worked. Now, I'm not saying an herb that during biblical times, you know, was, you know, mixed up and mortared and pestled and given to the baby worked. But maybe it did something to boost the child's immune system. But, you know, civilizations, I mean, it isn't just our civilization here in America that finally figured things out. Civilizations, especially in China and, you know, the Orient and you know, Asia and Russia and Middle East and, people have been doing certain treatments and remedies and things have worked. The problem is that theory can't always extend and extrapolate to a disease where you are going to die. So if you have a child who's extremely diabetic, very seriously diabetic, and has no insulin. And that child is destined, if in this particular case, to without intervention die. You have to get that intervention, and I know it's unnatural, but the natural course of things was that child would die. A lot of children with insulin-dependent diabetes will die without intervention, which is why we give them insulin. They don't get fed. The sugar doesn't go from their bloodstream into the cell because they don't have the key to open the door to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. That key is insulin. So we have to give them insulin. I mean, so we are already doing artificial things to fight a natural progression. So you have a lot of people that are into herbs and natural medicine, and I get it, and I respect it. But when, if you're really letting nature take its course, all right, there's a chance that person could succumb to the illness. All right, same thing with, like, sepsis. I mean, if somebody has a real, real bad infection, and this infection is taking over, either man has to try to supersede or nature wins. Fighting nature with nature may not help if it's nature's intention for that person to be overcome. Now, I do believe that there's a lot of things in nature that may do better for us than pharmaceuticals. I love aloe vera plants. I've seen a true aloe vera plant cracked open, rubbed on a burn work. However, if that plant's dirty, if that burn is deep, there's a whole variety of things that could happen where a burn could get infected. As a family physician, I can't recommend you go and take a plant and rub it on there. True, that's how my grandma did things. That's how my ancestors did things. But now there's lawyers, and lawyers can sue, and families can sue. So to you doctors out there, here's a person who was a believer of this, follower of this herbalist, went to the classes and all that. But boy, when things went wrong, she says, no, he told me no, not to listen to them. So your diehard supporters, your diehard fans, won't be your fans if they lose a child. Don't think that any of your patients are your friends, because they have every right to be mad if they lose somebody. And I see that all the time. Doctors will be like, yeah, you know, he's a buddy of mine, so I could call the prescription. I'm like, aren't you worried about calling the prescription in, you know, without seeing him? Aren't you worried? Oh, he's a buddy. He's not going to sue. I don't believe that. Something happens to him. Were you buddies with the wife? Oh, no. The wife and I don't get along. Well, then that's who's going to sue. So think before before you decide to kind of, you know, go outside the line. Unfortunately, though, patients want doctors like that. They go, you know what? You know, this isn't working. Try this. The problem is what that guy should have done is told them, your kid looks really sick, go to a hospital. And again, I don't know why the parents didn't take the kid to the hospital. Doesn't make sense. Now, I'm not saying I'm anti-herbs. I think there's a lot of herbs and nutritional supplements and things out there that might boost the immune system. Just nobody's studying them. If we don't have a pharmaceutical company putting in the millions, it's not going to get studied. And the government's not going to look up black cohosh, or they're not going to study every single thing out there for us. That's what makes us difficult. We may have the cure for cancer in our kitchen pantry, but if no one's spending money to study it, we don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel's Attorney General plans to charge Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, raising pressure on the premier ahead of the April elections. President Trump is on his way back to Washington after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended with no new agreement on stopping the North's nuclear weapons program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the president's trip.
It was smart to bring Kim Jong-un to Singapore and to Vietnam, to expose the North Korean delegation to the kind of economic prosperity that could be possible if he were to choose a new path. High-level diplomacy can carry high-level risk, but the president should be commended for walking away when it became clear insufficient progress had been made on denuclearization.
Kia and Hyundai recall over 500,000 cars due to a potential engine fire risk. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. The Hill is reporting that Speaker Nancy Pelosi expresses some skepticism about single-payer health insurance in a new interview, asking how the trillions of dollars in new spending would be paid for. What? Thank you. Thank you. They say that is administratively the simplest thing to do. But to convert to it? $30 trillion? Now, how do you pay for that? Wow. Wow. So there's a $30 trillion price tag over 10 years of single-payer health insurance, sometimes referred to as Medicare for All. It's been one of the leading criticisms of the proposal. Over 100 House Democrats this week introduced a single-payer bill. But Pelosi, even though she supports hearings on the legislation, did not yet put support to the bill itself. I cannot believe I am actually discussing Nancy Pelosi possibly siding with the Republicans on this one. However, she has to play a balancing act, right? We got the centrist House Democrats that think single payer goes too far, but then you got Ocasio-Cortez and the more younger progressive movement that I guess has kind of butt heads with her. And so she's got to please everybody. And so, you know, do they want to focus on improving the ACA? I don't know. Honestly, let the thing die. Let the Affordable Care Act die and let's rebuild and move on. They say Pelosi did not dismiss the idea of single payer. And this was in Rolling Stone. She said, so I said, look, just put them all on the table and let's have the discussion, but let people see what it is, but know what it is that you're talking about. Now, she still touted her signature achievement, the Affordable Care Act. And she said she did not want to dismantle it. And moving to a single-payer system would do that. She goes, all I want is the goal of every American having access to health care. You don't get there by dismantling the Affordable Care Act. Now, Representative Pramila Jayapal, a Democrat from Washington, is the main sponsor of the single-payer legislation. She said there is much less scrutiny of how to pay for military spending or tax cuts, but all of a sudden, when there's a measure about providing health care people for all, people ask how they pay for it. Okay, I don't know if I really agree with that sentiment there. I mean, with military, there's a certain amount of budgeting. There's things that, you know, fluctuate with, you know, security and things going on with, you know, North Korea and the Middle East, etc. And so I understand the fluidity. The Democrats, if they're having an issue with this, then they need to turn to Obama, because Obama kind of put us in this mess with this ACA. So I don't think it's really apples to apples on that one. But apparently she's been appreciative of Pelosi's stance on her bill, thanking her for supporting hearings on it. So do you do restoring funding known as reinsurance, which helps bring down premiums? Do you get more states to accept the expansion of Medicaid? See, the problem I had, again, with Medicaid is I was for the expansion urgently during the recession, which we really should call a depression, okay, of 2009, 10, 11. But that was supposed to be temporary. There was supposed to be a sunset on that. Instead, millions of people are going on Medicaid each year. Well, we're out of the recession. Job growth is tremendous. Unemployment is down. But we have more and more people going on Medicaid. Maybe we need to start making certain rules. You know, like you start paying part of it back, or you pay $25 a month for it. Maybe there has to be some skin in the game. I don't know, but why are we going up? Apparently we have more people on Medicaid than all the population of England. That's a problem. So, Pelosi noted that she supported a government-run public option. Smaller step than full-scale single-payer that would be sold alongside private insurance in the ACA marketplaces, but she noted that the idea could not get through the Senate in 2009 to 2010 when the bill was passed. Of course not. The public option was stupid. Okay, why was the public option not a good idea? Well, because, all right, one is it would undercut, okay, it would have this price tag that would undercut private insurance. Now, private insurance in 2009 still wasn't that bad at the time. Public option came out right before the Affordable Care Act. And so you throw a public option out there, it could sink regular insurance because government can now manipulate price, et cetera, right? Okay? They have a right to do that. But we know, especially in the medical field, that a public option would not basically really cover these monoclonal antibody treatments and stem cell therapies and all the fancy stuff. We also know in the medical field that the public option probably wouldn't pay the doctors pretty well or pay the doctors on time. Not too good. So a big concern that I had was if Medicaid would only pay me on every 2 to 3 out of 5 claims. If Medicare would play games, going, no, we're not going to pay for the urine test, we're not going to pay for this, then we're basically looking at a less involved Medicaid, Medicare skeleton health insurance plan that by the time it, you know, attracted everybody to buy it and then people saw it was crappy insurance, we would have already destabilized the market. Well, the market destabilized anyway. So for those people going, you see, we should have had public option. No, we shouldn't have. No, that doesn't mean there's no real proof there that we went in the wrong direction. So then some people go, well, then look, Dr. Dahlia, if the public option could suck, then why don't we just do Medicare for all? Medicare's not that bad. So that's the argument again. Medicare is okay. Well, how many of you guys have to buy a supplement for your Medicare? How many of you guys fall into that donut, right, where you use up, you need more medications and you have to come out of pocket and you still have a small deductible and you still have, it's better than what else is out there, but it works, it's fine. How many of you have noticed that what Medicare covers this year doesn't seems to not cover what used to be covered a few years back? Now, that's what I'm seeing. And so each year, less is going to get covered. So a couple years ago, it was decided under the Affordable Care Act that if you had a readmission to a hospital because you had COPD or something and you had to go back to the hospital within 30 days, they're not going to pay. Hospital's not going to get paid. Hospital's going to have to cover it themselves. So I'm getting calls that people are in the ER for 3-4 days at a time, not getting admitted, so then they are technically admitted. That's a problem. We're also hearing stories of people with Medicare being shunted to other hospitals. So a Medicare for all, without proper funding, without enough doctors providing care, with them always skimping and saving on what you could get, in terms of, you know, mammograms or MRIs or scans or x-rays, eventually Medicare is going to be diluted. And the reason why I don't want Medicare for all is the Medicare that the baby boomers deserve is going to get diluted to a real crappy plan because there's not going to be enough money. That's a problem. Already, Medicare is starting to weaken because we have more baby boomers than people putting money into the system. You know, I would be doing, in the last couple years of my practice, before I left to go teach, I would be ordering a chest x-ray for a pre-op physical. Medicare wouldn't cover the x-ray. So I'm like, so patients now have to pay out of pocket for an x-ray? And those are the things I'm noticing. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm watching very, very closely the Ebola outbreak, which is the second largest so far in history. Nothing still like the one that killed 11,000 people in 2014 to 16. But we're already at a death toll of 553 people so far. Over 300 people more have been infected. And we're just having a hell of a time over there, it sounds like, because of the armed militia and armed assailants, you know, interfering with the Ebola efforts. And now we're being told that armed assailants attacked an Ebola treatment center in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Wednesday, setting off a fire and becoming embroiled in an extended gun battle with security forces, according to health officials. Now, the identity and the motive of the assailants were unclear. Why would they attack an Ebola treatment center? It's not really a place for a political coup, you would think. I mean, I'm not sure why that would be a target, but usually people that they think, you know, are sick, they, you know, sometimes hospitals and, you know, places of treatment and recovery are, you know, targets. Aid workers have faced mistrust in some areas as they work to contain the Ebola outbreak. So then you have conspiracy theories that these people are trying to make, infect others or interfere, or they're hiding, or they're disguised as workers. And so, unfortunately, when you have, you know, evil going on, some people just don't think straight. They don't think logically. So dozens of armed militia also regularly attack civilians and security forces in eastern Congo's borderlands with Uganda and Rwanda. And that has significantly hampered the response to the disease. And the health ministry said in a statement that 38 suspected Ebola patients and 12 confirmed cases were in the center at the time of the attack. Four of the patients that had confirmed Ebola cases fled. And they're now being looked for. I would flee too, but we have people with Ebola who are on the run because their Ebola treatment center was attacked. Is this crazy? Now, thank God, none of the patients were accounted for were injured, nor were any staff members. So the health security officials were on it. Now, French medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières, meaning Medicine Without Borders, or Doctors Without Borders, runs the center together with the ministry and condemned the deplorable attack and said its efforts were focused on the immediate safety of patients and staff. And I guess this attack was in the city of Butembo, which is the second in Congo's Ebola hit east this week. On Sunday, unidentified assailants set fire to a treatment center in the nearby town of Katwa. That ended up killing a nurse. So, the last Ebola outbreak got out of control before we got our acts together. Now we have our acts together. Gotta tell you, these people are on it. They are on it. But they're trying to treat Ebola. A movie should be made of this. They are trying to contain the deadly virus so it doesn't infect the world while being shot at and taking cover. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And you are having people that are fleeing. See, before when it happened, it was, all right, people got sick, they didn't know what was going on, and then, all right, well, we'll come in and, you know, let's just, you know, stay here, let's give you medication, nobody touch them, let's try to get this under control. Even though thousands died by the time we were able to slowly start to get our hands and, you know, get a grip. But with this, you have people going, I don't want to go back anywhere, and now, if people think a treatment center is going to be a target, why would anybody volunteer to go? They'd much rather die at home. Nobody wants to leave their home or leave their village or leave their family to go somewhere and then possibly be shot. If you don't think word got out that this treatment center was shot at, you got nothing coming. Now, word should also get out that nobody got hurt, but they may not be able to access Google. I was able to tell you guys that nobody got hurt. All they know is they're, you know, it got shot up. So, and now you have four people missing. And if they fled, did they flee into the arms of the enemy? The average person may go, you know what? I'm sick. I'm not going to tell anybody. I think I'll just kind of deal with it here. So that's what's going on. It's sad. It's pretty scary. Another thing that's scary is this Wanaki Center for Nursing and Rehab, where kids have been dying. Children were spiking high fevers from this mysterious virus. And from what we understand, it wasn't until the fourth kid died when the supervising doctor finally realized there was a crisis. That's what we're being told by NewJersey.com. The supervising doctor, Majed Ghali, admitted he initially thought the State Department was overreacting last October when it closed admissions, according to a report by federal inspectors. But now that 11 people have died and dozens more injured at this Wanaki Nursing and Rehab Center, people wonder what the hell happened. They said there was a void of leadership, the lack of an infection control plan, and an off-site medical director allowed the outbreak to rage for 11 weeks inside a facility in Passaic County, that serves children with lifelong disabilities who need around-the-clock care to survive. In a letter to federal inspectors, Wanaki's attorney Andrew Aronson aggressively attacked the report, calling it fundamentally inaccurate, riddled with factual inaccuracies, and sensational accusatory conclusions that lack any support whatsoever. But, of course, much of the federal inspector's criticism focused squarely on the medical director, who told investigators that he was never given clear direction on his responsibilities. I didn't understand what medical director meant. I have been here for 11 years. I was one of several pediatricians, and now I'm the only one left. They all bailed on me. When they asked me to be the medical director, I agreed. No one gave me a job description, and I signed the contract. Now, some of you are like, all right, explain this to me. Okay, so what is a medical director? Well, a medical director, the definitions vary on the office. So I was technically medical director of my office. So for me, that meant if the phone's ringing and no one's answering it, I answer the phone. If I need a chart, I'll find it. If I need to call a patient and no one's available to do it, I'm going to call the patient. As a medical director, I'm going to make sure everything is flowing smoothly. Make sure the vaccines aren't expired. Make sure the vaccines are given properly. So I just started doing the vaccines myself. Make sure we have flu shots during flu season. Make sure we have supplies. Make sure the billing's being done correctly. So for me in my office, medical director was a lot more comprehensive. For other locations, a medical director is just you signing a form where the facility can tell agencies or insurance companies, we have a doctor at the helm that is available for questions and contact if we need them. But practice administrators could run, office managers, other people can run a medical office. Look at hospitals. Hospitals are run by many professionals that aren't doctors. But many facilities need to technically have an MD or a DO. Some medical directors do supervisory things, like I do. Like, well, I'll supervise the PAs or nurse practitioners. And many of them don't technically need supervision, but I like to. I like to look at the note, go, oh, you know, we could do this better, we could do this, we could have this. And then, and as the guidelines change, I go, you know, we're not writing Z-Packs anymore, so now we do this. So, more of a, I'll be, you know, supervising patient care. So, one medical director job, I'm just supervising the clinic part of it. Just, you know, just over, not really supervising, they have a supervisor. I'm just making sure policy is implemented. And then I check to make sure it's followed. But it's not a on-site, you don't live there. You could do a lot of that remotely. And you can't, you're in the way. There's no office for you. I mean, it's a clinic. You know, just like hospital administrators, they're not there in the patient rooms. So, you know, it's not abnormal for a medical director to not be on-site. But in a case like this, I would have moved in to figure out what the hell was going on. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.